Humans don't want to die because deep in their hearts they know that they have not finished what they were born to start. That's why they don't want to die. When a person have discovered their purpose and have fulfilled their destiny, they welcome death. Death never threatens a human who discovers their purpose. The Apostle Paul, for example, was not afraid to die. As a matter of fact, the Apostle Paul died willfully. He decided to die. Let me quote him. I quote, "I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. I have been poured out like a drink offering. And there's nothing left for me to do. I am now ready to be offered." Wow. He had this clear confidence about death. So please write these statements down, please. Very important. First, I want to talk to you about purpose and destiny. Write the two words down. And I want to focus on, in this first segment, the laws of personal success from a kingdom perspective. Let's talk about success for a minute. Proceed. Now, success is something that every human wants. Everybody wants to succeed. But for you to succeed in life, there are five questions you must answer. And every human being on earth is trying to answer these questions right now, including the person sitting in your chair right now. These five questions control the human race. These five questions motivate everything you do. These five questions are so powerful that they create everything in this planet that humans do. These five questions are the source of all of your problems. They are the source of all the crime in your city. They are the source of all of your broken homes and divorce. They are the source of all corruption. These five questions are the source of every problem a human faces is in these five questions. In other words, our attempt to find the answer to these five questions is the cause of all of our behavior. As a matter of fact, you came here tonight and you're watching this program live around the world because of these five questions. I have reduced all of human life to five questions. Write them down. Number one, who am I? It's a tough question to answer. Most people have never asked nor answered that question because it's a frightening question. The average human never answers that question. Who am I? The second question that you must answer to become successful in life is, where am I from? Where am I from? Again, 99% of the world's population never answers that question. That question has nothing to do with your ethnicity. Where am I from? The third question every human must answer to become successful on this planet is, why am I here? Why was I conceived? Why was I born? And I am certain that most of you sitting here in this room still have not answered that question. Why am I here on this planet? The fourth question every human must answer to be successful is, what can I do? What can I do? That question has to do with, what am I capable of? Again, over 90% of the world's population haven't answered that question. And the last question every human is grappling with is the question, where am I going? Where am I going? It is the question of destiny. Where am I going? Now, the first question, who am I, is a question of identity. Write it down next to it. The average human is still struggling with self-identity. That is why most of us are other people. For example, you wear Michael Jordan. You don't wear yourself. You wear Pierre Cardin. That's a person. You wear FUBU. You wear Sean John. These are people. Because you ain't got no identity, you want to be like them. So you need to put on other people's identity to feel important. You are sick. That's why your children are in gangs today, killing each other just to wear a Nike shoe. Because they're trying to get identity. They would kill for a coach suit. In other words, that's why you wear your weave. Oh boy, I'm getting deep now. And you want to dress like other people. That's why you follow the styles of the day. Because you have no identity, so you try to keep up with other people's style. You are battling with this question of, who am I? And some of you have lost your true self. You look like other people. It's a sign that you are battling with the question. You hate your own face. So you try to look like other people. You hate your own size. So you hurt yourself trying to be like other people. You just kind of can't find this. Who am I? So you end up being somebody else. And that's why the entire industry of fashion is built on your lack of self-identity. They feed that by selling you other people's images. The second question is what? Where am I from? That's a question of, write it down, it's a question of heritage or source. You know, most of you would ask the question, where am I from? You say, well, I'm from Africa. That ain't true. I'm from Jamaica. That ain't true. I'm from Trinidad. That ain't true. I'm from Mexico. I'm from Brazil. That's not true. Some of y'all are so mixed up, you don't know where you came from. You check your granddaddy, he was white. And your mama was black. So how can you say you black? You mixed right up. If you try to find out where you are from by using your ethnic heritage, you would get lost. And here's the problem. You can never know who you are until you find out where you are from. So we got a problem. That's why you can't find out where you are from, because you don't know who you are. And that is why you don't know who you are, because you don't know where you're from. So you battle with this question. Where am I from? The third question is what? Why am I here? This is the most difficult one that people battle with. It's the question of purpose. And that is why we're going to deal with that tonight. Because this one is tied to the other two. If you don't know where you are from, and don't know who you are, you'll never know why you are here. It's the question of purpose. The fourth question, what can I do, is what? Potential. Potential means, what is my true power? 95% of the people in this room are living below their ability, guaranteed. You are only using 10% of your brain power right now. Who you are has never been discovered. What you are settling for disappoints God. What you are proud of, God is ashamed of. In other words, I discovered that to be a genius, all you got to do is use 1% more of the others of your brain. and they call you a genius. That's how mediocre our culture is. What can you do? What is your true ability? The problem is, our culture attempts to tell us what we can do. The educational system of your city is your greatest problem. Because they attempt to judge your potential by their exams. And in one given week, they give you a test. And when you get a C, they say you are an average human. How dare they? You just had a bad day, that's all. That's why most of the greatest people on earth are people who never finished school. That includes Bill Gates. Because the educational system don't have the mechanism to measure how much you know. That's why I don't trust any system on earth. You are so smart, they can't measure your intelligence. Do you understand what I just said? Are you sure? So I want you to don't believe anything they told you about you. Some of you are still living under an exam you took 20 years ago. And they told you that you are not artistic, that you cannot calculate, you can never be a professional in arithmetic. You cannot add and multiply. And you believe them. And even today you're afraid of a calculator. Because you believe them. The Bible says, let God be true. And trust no man. That's why I don't trust any of your opinions of me. I'm telling you now, what you think about me don't mean nothing to me. So keep your thinking to yourself. I didn't come here for you to like me or approve of me. I liked me before you met me, and I approve of my ability in God. You can't touch this. You might as well clap your hands. Get over it. Come on, clap your hands. This is very important. In other words, you and I must be careful not to allow people to judge us. I want you to take a look at this. These questions are the questions of life. And they summarize everything about humans. Take a look at this next point. And this is very critical. Write this down, please. The desire for every human being is to succeed. Everybody wants to succeed. Now, success is predictable. What did I say?
Success is predictable.
You know, I keep telling people this, but they don't believe me. You can predict success. But the problem is, failure is also predictable. What do I mean? You can predict if a person will fail before they fail. Because life is designed that way. You can also predict a person's failure. Life is designed that way. And why is success predictable? Write this down. Because life is designed to function by laws. Life is designed to function by law. God designed life in such a way that he makes success controllable. What I am today, I decided to become. This is very important what I'm saying. You should stop blaming people for your state in life. Whatever you are right now, you decided to be. That includes broke, busted, poor, and ugly. Whatever you decided, that's what you are. In other words, life was designed for you to succeed because God needs you to succeed. Your success is good for God for a reason. God built success into creation because the success of everything God created affects his reputation. Write that down, Pastor. What did I say? The success of everything that God created protects God's reputation. Do you understand what I just said, man? You think so? Yeah, you ain't quite sure. Okay, I'm going to help you out. See, when I discovered this, I became dangerous. And I discovered it when I was 16 years old. I was the way I am right now when I was 16. Bold and strong. No fear. Do you know why? I discovered this. That God created me. He designed me to succeed. And my success was in his best interest. Let me explain why. Every product that a manufacturer makes, he puts his name on it. Am I right?
Yes, sir.
Your shoe has a name on it. Your dress has a tag with a name on it. Your purse got a name on it. Your car got a name on it. Your iPad got a name on it. Your telephone has a company's name on it. They got their image on it. You have an Apple on some of that stuff. Is that Apple? Mm-hmm. Mercedes-Benz got a symbol. Their name. That symbol or name is called, write this down, it is called image. Rolls-Royce has an image. Mercedes-Benz has an image. Apple has an image. Microsoft, the little flag, is an image. And when they finished with the product, the last thing they put on the product is their image. Listen to me carefully. I'm going to repeat it again. The last thing a manufacturer puts on a product is their image, their name. I'm going to say it one more time. The last thing, I want you to go and visit any manufacturer. Go down to Detroit, visit the car factory. They don't put the name on until the car is finished. Go to Apple Computers and see how they make computers. The name don't go on until it's finished. The last thing they put on your coat suit, this little tag, is when it's finished. You always put the image on when it is finished. Let me describe finish for you. See, you're getting it, yeah. Okay. This telephone, thank you, sir. This telephone, now, I'm talking about God now. Watch this. This telephone came from a manufacturer. This telephone was finished before they sold it. No product leaves a manufacturing plant until it has been tested. I'm about to shout hallelujah. I'm speaking tongues all by myself. I'm going to say it again. No product ever leaves a manufacturing plant until it is tested. And they test every one of them. They pay people in white suits. All day, all they do is when it comes, they test it, make sure everything is working. They test it. Then it goes to the end of the line and they put their image on it. And they put it in the box. In other words, when you get a new product, it's not new. That means no creator allows any product to leave the plant unless it was already finished. Tested. They are so sure it can work that they put on top of it in the box a book. And the book has in it a lot of promises. Glory, hallelujah. And that book promises you all kinds of things. It says, this phone will make phone calls. How do they know that? They have already tested it. This phone can connect to the internet. How do they know that? They already tested it. This phone can send text messages. How do they know that? They've already... This phone can collect voicemails and keep them for you. How do they know that? It's already being tested. This phone battery can last for 8 hours. How do they know that? They already tested for 8 hours.
Yes, sir.
So when they put their image on it, that's a sign that it's not beginning. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Now they put this book in the box. Now, in the back of the book, they always put 2 pages. Most of you never read the book. I want to ask a question, but I won't. I don't want to embarrass you, but I'll try it anyhow. How many of you read every page of your manual for your refrigerator? Your car? Your iPad? Your VCR? That's why your light's still blinking. Am I right? Yeah. When you bought that VCR 20 years ago, you only learned 4 things. Stop, rewind, pause, and play. That's it. Now, it has 22 functions. You only know 4. That's it. Turn it on, turn it off, record, play. That means you are not operating on all 24 of its potentials. You are living below its privilege. You are abusing your own VCR. And some of y'all are just like the VCR. Get up, go to work, go to bed, eat. Get up, go to work, go to bed, eat. Get up, go to work, go to bed, eat. Get up, go to work, oh, eat, then go to bed, sorry. That's it. Stuck because you never read his manual on your life. The last 2 pages in that manual always has 2 words. First page says warranty. The second page says guarantee. Amen. These words are different.
Wow.
Yeah. Warranty means we put our entire company behind this product. If anything goes wrong, if any defect exists, if it doesn't work, we have a warranty that if you ship it back to us, we will pay for the shipment. We will repair it at our expense. We will put in the new parts from our manufacturer. We will ship it back to you, or we will replace it brand new at our expense. We will pay to get it back to you. Now, these people don't even know you. So why would they spend all of that money for you to ship it back to them at their expense? For them to repair it at their expense? For them to ship it back to you at their expense? For them to actually give you a new one at their expense? They don't even know you. The answer? Because none of that is about you. They do all of that for themselves. They do it for their name's sake. They are protecting their reputation. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. I feel like running right here. Praise the Lord. So when a manufacturer replaces a part and ships it back to you, it's not because of you. That's why sometimes they will recall their products at their expense. They will repair it at their expense. They say the cars purchased in 1920, 1900-something, 1913. They say if you purchase a car in May 2013, bring it back to us at our expense. We will fix it at our expense. It will cost us $600 million, but we don't care because there's nothing more expensive than our name. In other words, the success of their product protects their reputation because they put their name on it. When God decided to create a product called man, Jehovah Universal Manufacturing Plan kicked in. Adonai Manufacturing International decided to create a product called man. And God tested you before he put his image. You still don't get it. That's why the first thing God said is actually the last thing he said. Let us make man. And we will put on him our image. Oh, Father, help me explain this. You did not begin when God created you.
Come on.
I'm going to say it again. Write it down. Write it down. I did not begin when God created me. I want to prove it. God said to Jeremiah, before you was conceived. Can I say just one more time? Before you was conceived in your mother's womb, I already tested you. So if I say you are a prophet, that ain't no introduction. Come on, Sister Cheryl. I'm telling you what I already tested. Jeremiah, you are a prophet. Why? I already tested you. Tell your neighbor, I'm bad out there. Tell your neighbor what I am. I already am. But you haven't seen it yet. Somebody scream and clap your hands real loud right there. Just get that right there. You understand? You understand? This is why your teacher can't measure you. You came to earth because you are finished.
Oh, dear. Come on.
Everything in this iPad came in the iPad. You don't buy the iPad and then look for stuff to put in it. Oh, you're all learning the revelation. When God released you, you came with everything. Somebody scream hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now you got an iPad with 500 functions. But you're only using 10. And you think you deep. Tell your neighbor, you ain't seen nothing yet. But I'm going to manifest on you. I'm going to say it again. Tell your neighbor, you ain't seen nothing yet. But I'm going to manifest on you. You're going to see my hard drive. Somebody scream right there. Just scream. Just scream. 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 Get it. Tell your neighbor, for the last 10 years, all you saw was my desktop. Somebody clap your hands. Hallelujah. That's why you shouldn't judge no person. is built into the product. You were not born to find your purpose. You were born with your purpose. That's why your dreams are so big, son. And you're afraid of your own self. Because your culture has told you who you should be. They have no idea who you are. That's why you must let God be true. And every other product a liar.
Yes.
Don't get your measure from other products. Write this down. No one knows a product like the manufacturer. Tell your neighbor, mind your own business. You don't know who I am. So keep your thoughts to yourself. I want you to take a look at this. Write this down. Number two. Success in life is a result of the decisions you make. This is very important. Because failure in life is also a result of your decisions that you make. In other words, everyone comes to earth, but they decide how much of themselves are manifested. See, only one person got my revelation just now. I'm going to say it again. Everybody comes to earth, but you decide how much of you is manifested. And that's why God sent me to you tonight. Because you've been living a lie. You've accepted what they told you. If you know who you really are, you'd be afraid to meet yourself.